one of the most biggest inyonim, hashkofer, that Shlomo HaMelech addresses in one pasuk in Koheles. We spoke about how Shlomo HaMelech talks about all the kashmias that he built up and everything that he bought and everything he owned. And now Shlomo HaMelech makes the following statement. It's a Peledika statement. If any of you made a statement like this, you get a good frask. This is what he says. The kol asher shalu einai, after he finishes saying everything he had and everything he acquired, he says, the kol asher shalu einai, literal translation means, anything that my eyes requested, lo yatzalti mehem, I didn't hold anything back. Whatever I saw and I wanted, a Segway, whatever, I got it. That's it. Everything I saw that I wanted, I got. Loimonati es libi mikol simcha. I didn't hold myself back from any joy. You hear what's going on? This sounds like such a contradiction with everything we know about in the Torah. The olive base of the Torah is you have to have control. You have to have discipline. You don't take whatever you see. You don't do whatever you want. Shlomo HaMelech says here, everything I saw and I wanted, I got it. I didn't hold anything back. iPhone 6S. If I saw it, I got it. The new iPad. What's it called? No, there's a new one. They just unveiled it. That's it, the pro? Psh, I see you're a pro. Loimonesi, I didn't hold myself back from anything I saw. And then we have a pasuk we say every day, twice a day, and once at night before we go to sleep in Kriya Shema. Loisasur acharei levavachem v'acharei neichem. Don't go after your eyes. Not supposed to go after your eyes. Supposed to control yourself. And not get what everything you want. Everything you look at. A lot of things you look at are destructive. Today we're living in that kind of society. First of all, on a practical level. Today you could sit in your house. And on a computer you could buy whatever you want. You don't even have to leave your house. It used to be on mall when I was a kid. You have to shop. Today you just sit in your house. You could mamish see everything from the Gansaville. You could buy everything. Especially if you have a credit card. Everything. Now, the Mesillas Yesharim already has a long discussion about this. Obviously, this pasuk captures the whole thing. But the Mesillas Yesharim discusses this contradiction. What does the Torah want from us? So the Mesillas Yesharim says as follows. I'll read you his words, part of his words anyway. Mesillas Yesharim says like this. This is in Perek Yud Beis by Midas HaPrishus. Says the Mesillas Yesharim that there are many Mamorei Chazal that seem to pull us in different directions. Should a person live on this world secluded, try to have nothing, or should a person actually enjoy and indulge? So he says as follows. Mitzad echad, he says, the Torah tells us, Loidayach masha osur Torah. Elo shatabo lasa dvarim achem. He quotes the Gemara in the Dorm, the Yerushalmi. That a person is a nazir, he's doing something bad. Why? He's asuring himself. Loidayach masha osur Torah, it's not enough. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, the chain, we see osir adam litein din v'cheshmin lufnei amokam al kol ma'asheu ein avol eirotz alechol imenu. You hear? This is the Yerushalmi in the end of Kiddushin. The Yerushalmi says in the end of Kiddushin that a person is going to give a din v'cheshmin l'asad lovay for anything that they saw and they didn't have anah. All the delicious fruits and foods that a person has seen in his life and he didn't experience it, osid litein din v'cheshmet. He's going to give a din v'cheshmet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mesil Shishorim. That's the pasuk in Koheles. Our pasuk. B'chol asher shaluni ein, I lo yitzalti mehem. So the Mesil Shishorim quotes this pasuk, which seems to imply, enjoy. And then he goes on. Also, Lordum Shiyusaga v'zatzma. You're not allowed to put yourself in pain. Somebody who fasts is called a sinner. You just sit fasting for no reason. That's the famous sugya in Tainis, where Hillel said, if you give yourself food, he used to be very makbar on eating a geshmak of breakfast, Hillel, and he said, that's a mitzvah. Mesil Shishorim says, then we sign the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Chof, Kadosh Atzmocha B'Mutulach. Try to make yourself holy with things that you're allowed to do. Meaning refrain. Kedoshim to you, Purushim to you. So this is the contradictions that the Mesil Shishorim is dealing with in his Sefer. What is going on? I'm going to try to give you some idea, enlighten it a little bit, and give you a little bit of hadroch in this topic. We go to the Yerushalmi. Let's go to that Yerushalmi we started with. Where the Yerushalmi says, also that the Melitin din v'cheshbin, a person is going to give a din v'cheshbin on everything. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Koyin, v'shem Rav. Also that the Melitin din v'cheshbin kol mashero einoi v'loyocha. Right, as I talk to Yerushalmi. What's going on with this Yerushalmi? So everybody asks this kasha on the Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi mean? So I'll tell you what the Or Samech says. So Or Samech in Brachos, in the Sefer Meshech Chochma. The Or Samech says, if you notice, in Brachos, Hashem tells Adam Rishon, before he tells him what he cannot do, he says, Mikol Eitz Hagon Oichel Teichel. Hashem tells Adam Rishon, you can eat from all the fruit in Gan Eden. Mikol Eitz Hagon Oichel Teichel. And then Hashem tells him, there's that one tree in the middle, Me'etz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, and another tree, Eitz HaChayim, that you have to stay away from. Comes the Meshech Chochma, and he says, Vayitzav Elohim al Adam. This is in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tezayin. Vayitzav Elohim al Adam, Leimor, Mikol Eitz Hagon Ochal Tochel, Pirushe, Zochtem Or Samech, Mitzvah Lahach Yois Nafshoi. There's a mitzvah to give yourself a geschmack, a shake, a geschmack, as I zok there. There's a mitzvah. Ulahanois mipri agon. Ukimoy do omu bis Yerushalmi soif kiddushin. Osed adam lit ein din v'cheshbin. You hear? Says the Or Samech, that's a mitzvah. And the mitzvah goes back to Adam Arishan in Gan Eden. Hashem commanded Adam Arishan he should have anor from Gan Eden. He should have to have anor from Gan Eden. The Meshech Chochma continues with frightening words, what he says here. He says, listen to what he says. He says, Adam HaRishon never told Chava about this mitzvah. And if Adam HaRishon would have told Chava there's a mitzvah to have Anoya, she would have never been Nichshol L'chet HaGeitz HaDaat. You hear? No, you says the Meshech Chochma, V'im Adam HaRishon HaYohim HaLishto Chava mitzvah HaSezu Lechum HaPri Agon, bevadai shayo mitzvah megin aleo, mehaloisa se shaloisa echam Eitz Hagon. That would have protected him. Fascinating. The Or Samech is learning that the mitzvah, tavana, protects you from doing things that you shouldn't be doing. Having anor from what you're allowed to have anor from protects you from doing things that you shouldn't be doing. As I zok Or Samech. He says, and that's this mitzvah. And Chava, because Adam Rishon never told him this, that's why Chava was nichshel in the chet. That's what he learns. Fascinating. Morgan Avraham comes in his Sefer Zeis Rana, and he takes the same sheet as the Meshech Chochma. He doesn't use the Meshech Chochma's pasuk. He uses the pasuk where it says you're not allowed to cut down a tree. Ki mimenu toichal. The pasuk says you shouldn't cut down a tree, a fruit tree, because you ki mimenu toichal. Says the Morgan Avraham, there's an obligation mimenu toichal, and he makes the same analogy to the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin. So again, mitzvah to be nehen. Where does this mitzvah come from? So some learn because you can make a shachiyanu on new things. Some learn brichas hanenim. There's all kinds of pirushim. But I will tell you that they asked Arugas HaBoisim about going to a circus. Arugas HaBoisim given a rebbe. They asked him a shaila, are you allowed to go to a circus in his day? He was machmer. He responds, Arugas HaBoisim is found in his tshuvas, Simen Lamites. He says, Asha'alta lo hidiachom leilechei tzel circus. He actually has a circus, Tzadik Yud Reish Kuvav Sov. Asha yecholim lurais chayis ubriyas, you can see over the interesting animals. He says, some people tell you it's a mitzvah to do it. He says, nah, he says, this is also to do. It's a waste of time, it's also to do. Rabbi Vadi Yosef in his Shuvas Yabia email brings down this Shaila, and he holds Fakelt, absolutely mutter. There can even be an Inyan to do that. But what I wanted to read to you is an Ali Tomor in the Yerushalmi that brings down that there's a mitzvah to go to a circus. So obviously we're talking about a kosher circus or a zoo. Why? Because of this Yerushalmi. The Binana. Says the Ali Tomor, Ein b'zeh mishum bitul Torah. Shari Yom will be Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says if you see a nice animal, you make a bracha. Chamor no, a gomel no, shekach le'briyes no yis b'ilomai. V'loyoid, listen to this lotion. Shechayiv, you're talking shechayiv leilech ha'koponim pa'am b'chayiv. You chayiv at least once in your life to see all the creations, if you have an ability to see it. That's what he says. Now, there's a chidah, one last chidah I want to read for you. The chidah talks about going, seeing animals. The chidah says as follows. The chidah says, this is Sefer Midbar Kadumas of the chidah. Ani atzoyer, halachti lemigdal lundris. I went to this particular tower, lirois chayos mishunois umavhilois, to see these fascinating, scary animals. Okay? He says, they were even bigger, yeser me'ayohos, they were bigger than the lions. He says, v'ra'isi nesher yofem oid, he starts telling you what he saw in a sefer. I saw a beautiful eagle. The omru, when they said, shehoyolam me'ashana, it was already 100 years old. He's fascinated by it. Now, I'll tell you, I saw in the Leket Yosher, which is a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim, he says that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshim, went on Shabbos. There was an opportunity once on Shabbos to see two lions, and he went on Shabbos to go see it. This is the Trumas Hadeshim. And it's all riding on this Yerushalmi. Fascinating. Bitzchok, not fascinating. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. So what's going on here? So I want to tell you a simple vort. Simple vort. I heard many years ago from a Yankiv, Pshat and Posek Asher Shaluni Einai, going back to Shlomo Melech's words, that everything that my eyes requested, I gave them. Lo Yimenesi Mihem. He learned the opposite from the way you learn simply. Simply you learn is, he did window shopping. Everything he saw, the Alter Slobodka said, that Shlomo HaMelech used the Lashon Asher Sha'aluni Einai, that my eyes asked. He says, when you see something, when you want something, you have to ask your Seichel Shaila, is that the right thing? Is that for you? Is there a benefit? Is there something positive? It's not Kol Asher Ro'u Einai, Kol Asher Sha'aluni Einai. That means I had a developed opinion. I worked it through with Das Torah. Is this a positive thing? And if my conclusion was it was a positive thing, then I took it. Sha'aluni Einai, not Ro'u Einai. When the Torah says, Lois Asur Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem, Ha'ayin Ro'yev V'Alev Chomed, that means you just let your eyes fly. You don't ask yourself what's right and wrong. Shlomo HaMelech here is teaching us the key to how a Jew lives in this world. His mind has to be involved. His Torah has to be involved. And then, anything that the Torah says is okay, then ain't a chanami. If it's a positive experience, then you have a mitzvah to have anah. Why do you have a mitzvah to have anah? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom created all of these things. L'hanois poemes Yisrael. Hashem created everything in the world to give us hanah. And if we understand that by having anah, we're fulfilling what Hashem wants from us, it's a positive experience. That's a good experience. If that's the intention, if it's not just you're going nuts, but it's developed, and you understand that Hashem created something no different than your mother made you a delicious supper. Do you understand? Everybody understands in their own mind that if your mother spent an hour or two in the kitchen to make you supper, and you come home and she puts that beautiful plate in front of you with piping hot corned beef, that's geschmack, huh? Yeah, good. And you sat down and you looked at it. And then you put it to the side. The chutzpah! Even if you don't want it. Even if you don't want it, you should eat it. The chutzpah! If a person looks at things around the world and he thinks and he says, you know, this is something, the beautiful thing Hashem created. He wants me to have anoya. And that's your approach. Then it turns into a positive experience. You don't turn it into a zeil of a seide. It becomes a positive experience. And adarabba, if you don't, it comes out that Hashem prepared something for you, that He wants you to have anoya, and you're not being nehena. It's a chutzpah. Also, litentim v'cheshbon. L'havdil, the Rebbeinu Shlom is no worse than your mother. Prepared for you. Gave you a shulchan aruch. That's the idea. And I heard once that the Netziv was asked a shaila, and he used this Yerushalmi again. They came up with a new surgery in the time of the Netziv. Obviously, today we're in a whole different age than the Netziv's age as far as surgery. They came up with a surgery to help somebody who's crippled to be able to walk. Okay, today they have knee replacement, hip replacement. Today it's unbelievable what they could do. They could take somebody who's 90 years old and change their whole life over, their whole life experience. Came to the Netziv, and they asked the Netziv a shaila. The guy said, I don't want to do it. Hashem gave me it. He gave me this condition. I got used to it. I can't walk around. I limp. I walk on a stick. I can barely walk. I hobble. But this is what Hashem gave me. I got used to it. I have to outsmart Hashem. This is my situation. So then Siv told him, the Eibishter created the refuah. He created the refuah. And he said, who do you think he created the refuah? For the professor in Berlin. He created for Bishul Yisrael. Hashem created a refuah for you. And Hashem made that people should come up with this new type of surgery. And Hashem is offering it to you to improve your lifestyle. So the Siv told him, you give a din v'cheshbon if you don't take advantage of it. Like the Yerushalmi and Kiddush. You will give a din v'cheshbon for not in taking in and absorbing that experience that Hashem is giving you. Rabbi said that changes a person's tour through life from being void to being a dover ruchni. It's a whole different experience. You don't become addicted. You don't get addicted to your times. When there's asher shaluni einai, when there's a thought process, when before you have anor from the world, you think, Hashem is presenting you with something. And He wants you to have anah. Your whole life is a different experience. How you treat it, the kind of chesed you do with other people. As you know, I said it many times, we'll end with this. I said many times that the reason why the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Haroitza li'es chosid. The Gemara gives three things. If you want to become a chosid, chosid according to Rashi means mevatra mishaloh. You want to be able to be a giving person, generous person. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama three things. Yasek b'mili de ovis. Some say Yasek b'mili de nezikin. And the last opinion says Yasek b'mili de brochas. So I said the first two we understand. Yasek b'mili de ovis. I understand. Ovis teaches you how to be a good person. Mesechas ovis. I understand nezikin. Because you go through Nezikin, you go through above a Kameh, above Metziah, above a Bas, you see how careful you have to be with somebody else's money. And how careful you have to be not to be mazik somebody. It makes you a better person. What does brachas have to do? Brachas is bein adam l'malkum. Brachas is between you and Hashem. Right? What does a shahakol niyah b'dvori have to do bein adam l'chaverim? I'm going to be nice in the shalom because I make a shahakol niyah b'dvori. What's one thing have to do with the other? What's oxter? You hear the problem? Because I'm going to make a shahakol niyah b'dvori because I'm more careful, I'm going to become a bigger bal chesed. You hear my problem? What's going on? Pshat is simple. Because if a person, before he's nana from anything in the world, he takes in that this is Hashem's, which is what the bracha is about, then you become a better person. And that's what Shlomo Melech is saying. Kol asher shaluni. Once there's a shiloh, once there's a thought process, you don't just indulge. There's a thought process. And you develop an approach, then it becomes a spiritual experience. Then it becomes something higher. And then taka, adarabba. Also, the Dimlita and Din V'cheshbon, person is going to give a Din V'cheshbon, Mashiro Eino V'loinen.